Be honorable, April 22. Follow righteousness. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Life is disciplinary. While in the world, the Christian will meet with adverse influences. There will be provocations to test the temper, and it is by meeting these in a right spirit that the Christian graces are developed. If injuries and insults are meekly borne, if insulting words are responded to by gentle answers, and oppressive acts by kindness, this is evidence that the Spirit of Christ dwells in the heart, that sap from the living vine is flowing to the branches. We are in the school of Christ in this life, where we are to learn to be meek and lowly of heart, and in the day of final accounts we shall see that all the obstacles we meet, all the hardships and annoyances that we are called to bear, are practical lessons in the application of principles of Christian life. If well endured, they develop the Christ-like in the character, and distinguish the Christian from the worldling. There is a high standard to which we are to attain if we would be children of God, noble, pure, holy, and undefiled, and a pruning process is necessary if we would reach this standard. How would this pruning be accomplished if there were no difficulties to meet, no obstacles to surmount, nothing to call out patience and endurance? These trials are not the smallest blessings in our experience. They are designed to nerve us to determination to succeed. We are to use them as God's means to gain decided victories over self, instead of allowing them to hinder, oppress, and destroy us. If honesty is an essential principle of business life, must we not recognize our obligation to God, the obligation that underlies every other?